It's not going to go on Perek Aleph. Fish atat hamala menapakas lechaberto. Somebody who is winding thread from one coil to another coil. So therefore, the thread from the two coils are attached since it's winding the thread from one coil to the other coil. If before he completed winding the thread, a naga appears on the thread on one coil, only the thread on that coil would become a not the thread on the other coil, even though the two coils are attached by the thread that is being wound from one to the other. Minasalo lechaberto. So too, the thing would be the same. If someone is winding thread from one spool to another spool, if an egg would appear on the thread of one spool, that would not be metame the thread on the other spool. So two thread that is wound around the upper beam of a loom and is attached to the thread that is wound around the lower beam of the loom, and an egg appears on the thread on the upper beam, that would not be metame the thread on the lower beam. The chain shnei dafei chalo shenir an egg be'achem mehem harei asheni tor. Same thing would be true if there are two pieces of a shirt. There are two separate pieces of cloth, one for the back and one for the front, and they're attached only with a few threads on the side that attach the two pieces of cloth, and a nega appears on one piece of cloth, it would not be mitami the other piece of cloth, even though they are attached, since they're only attached on the side. The nefesh ha-metzachet u'v'shefi oimeid hare'elu mitamen b'negoim b'yad. Web threads that are pulled through the web, these are called nefesh ha-metzachet, the saw of the web. As these threads, since they're not yet pressed against the woven material, they float in the web like a saw floats in a body. These threads are susceptible to becoming tame by negon immediately, even though it's not yet part of the woven material. And so too, the shesia oime, the warp thread that stretches from the upper beam of the loom to the lower beam of the loom, and it's ready to be woven, those threads are susceptible to becoming tame immediately. If one of those threads would become tame, all the threads would become tame as well, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Hashesim Hayaratsuf Mitame. Rabbi Shimon said, the only time we say that if one thread would become tummy, that all the threads would be tummy as well, that's if the threads are rutsuf, if they're pressed together, if one thread is pressed against the other, then if an egg appears in one thread, all the threads would be tummy. But if they're not rutsuf, if they're not pressed together, then we would not say that an egg that appears in one thread would be mitame all the threads. Second Nagan Parakit Alf Mishnah Yud Nir Bishesi Oimer. If a neg appears on the warp thread that is stretched between the upper and lower beam of the loom, the woven part of the bag is tar. The neg that affects those threads would not affect the woven part of the bag, as we're talking about where those threads are not about to be woven onto the bag, so it's considered separate from the bag, even though the threads are attached to the bag, and therefore a neg that affects those threads would not be mitame the woven bag. Near a ba'arig hashesi oimei tar. And if the nega appears on the woven part of the baget, then the threads that are stretched onto the upper and lower beam of the loom would be tar. And the Mefarshim explained that we're talking about where when you cut off the woven part of the baget from the threads that are on the loom, you're not going to cut off those threads that are affected by the nega. In such a case, the nega that affects the woven part of the baget will not affect those threads. Near beside it, so if a nega appears on a sheet and that nega causes you to burn the sheet, you would have to burn the thread that are attached to the sheet, and a lot of times there are threads on the edges of the sheet. Those threads would have to be burned along with the sheet. Near benimin hasadin tar. But if the nega appears on the threads that are attached to the sheet, the actual sheet would be tar. That nega would not affect the actual sheet, and the sheet would be tar. Chaluk shenira bo nega mato es umriya shabo afilo hein argama. A shirt that a nega appeared in that shirt, and that nega caused you to burn the shirt, you would not have to burn the umriyas, the embroidered part on the edge of the shirt. Even if that embroidered part of the baguette was made out of purple wool, which is a type of material that is susceptible to become tame from the gum, even so, the embroidered part of the shirt that's on the edge of the shirt would not have to be burned together with the shirt, and the nega would not affect that part of the shirt. As not only if the embroidered part of the shirt was made out of material that is not susceptible to the gum, such as silk or golden threads, would we say that you wouldn't have to burn that part of the baguette, but even when the embroidered part of the baguette is made out of purple wool, which is susceptible to negon, even so, it would not be affected by the nega on the shirt. The shirt would be burned, but the embroidered part on the edge of the baguette would not have to be burned along with the shirt.